Hello, welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master. With me, we have Natalie, who plays Bright Force.
Hi.
Mike, who plays Blastar.
Hey, everybody.
Rob, who plays Demon.
So.
And last but not least, Art, who plays Shinsoku.
Oh wow!
Woo!
Evening, everybody.
I was just listening to the episode where you changed.
Mm-hmm.
Throw me the fuck off. I'll be honest. No question of the day. Oh, and also, this is the same day as when we recorded the last one, so my voice is still going to be a little off.
And we're still in the basement.
Yay!
Yeah.
We'll
thank you, Art.
We'll always be in the basement.
We've not been in the basement once. Once.
Yeah?
It was fine. It was nice. It was warm. Okay. So, who wants to do the recap?
We rescued a bunch of dorks.
Yes.
Yes, sure. We had to go get find five of these doors that lead to the collective knowledge of the Atlanteans.
Yeah, that's an important thing.
Yeah. We got four of them and the nerds that were protecting them. And
only three of which were super nerds. One was a giant, 9-foot tall monster, yeah.
A giant nerd.
Mm-hmm. Muscle wizard.
Yeah.
Definition of a muscle wizard.
He cast punch.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. Not yet. In any case, we found the fourth one was with somebody on the other side. The last one is on the other side of the wall with somebody in the other team.
And you teleported to her using a hair you got from her mom.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And are now standing in the middle of a Terra Sancta.
There it is.
Compound. Which you will find is the Terra Sancta compound. You are, even without using a pulse, you are crawling. With that sensation of...
Fuck. Yeah, so...
So we appeared right by her.
Yeah, you appear, and she's probably about 10 feet away because she's in the middle of doing, like... She's in the middle of sparring with another person who is the largest man who wasn't a giant you've ever seen. As big as,
As big as the guys that tried to kill me with a snow globe?
No.
I remember that episode. Yep. Listening to that episode.
No. As big as, like, what was his name in the tower?
Gilgamesh?
He's as big as Gilgamesh, and he is wailing on Anne. And Anne is just shrugging it off. Like a really high strength, high con person, just kind of like ducking and moving, just barely taking a glancing blow, and then dealing back a vicious punch.
Hmm.
And then they stop, and the giant man says, "Who are you, and what are you doing in my fortress?"
Spotlight. We turn the spotlight on and we point it at Bright Force. Go, Smite Force, go!
Be convincing. Give yourself a bardic inspiration die, even though you can't.
You can't do that.
But you should have given one of us before you teleported in.
Hi.
Do you give each of them one?
Well, yeah, of course
I've got 10.
Well, I know I used them like a couple of times ago.
Yeah, but you get them back on a short rest, which we haven't had yet, because he wants to keep his.
I'm trying to get there. Also, I'm trying to remember what Damon wanted to say.
You have the mind now. You can talk.
What did you want me to say again?
You could try to convince him of the truth that you are the chosen of Zaphael, which is who they're.
The chosen of Zaphael.
Or you could have waited for me to finish.
I know you said that I can already tell that most of these people are affected, but I'm going to pulse and specifically take a look at the daughter.
The big one. Oh.
Daughter is not affected.
Good.
But everybody in this room is. And the big head muckety muck is active.
Oh.
All right. I will... So I got that information to
A for Art.
The bladed angel over there. Big guy is an active seed.
I wonder what his armor class is.
Probably higher than God.
Does him not pulsing?
No, give pulse. Everybody in the room.
Give him damage because he used.
Oh
it.
Yeah.
Is it a mind?
It's attached to that power set.
Do I get? Can I give him inspiration for that?
Would you like inspiration?
I'm gonna give it to him though.
Would you like inspiration for causing your party damage?
No.
You going to encourage that?
No, but you said if you forget something that you get inspiration.
Okay, you got
and
your
so
mistrigger.
Mistrigger, so she gets
so
inspiration.
So I give him my inspiration that
it goes
got.
To you.
Why does it have to go to me? Can I use it for him?
Yeah. You can use it whenever you want.
Party inspiration.
We have party inspiration.
You can use
Take
it.
Take 11 points.
Cut in half?
I'm very sorry.
You're doing it to yourself.
I was going to do it anyway.
So
what, say it?
Yeah, the pulse.
Yeah. You know. Soul damage.
Don't be. Why?
because for selfish reasons.
If I had thought of it, I would have not even hesitated.
For the month I get beat up, I want Mike to get beat up.
Sorry, Mike.
No. I built a
what
thing.
What the hell is happening over there with these boxes?
It's just spell slots.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, because I think I'm going to need them this time.
I thought you guys were playing tic-tac-toe. I'm like, what is happening?
No. Yes, because we build tic-tac-toe with actual boxes.
Why not?
In any case, so she was just making sure. But yes, big guy is active. Everybody else is inactive. And
you start to develop a little twitch, just like, ding, 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 ding.
Just one eye twitch.
Just one eye, just... Like, your right eye just, like, twitches every, like, half, every 2 or 3 seconds. Just a little one.
Yeah.
And you can feel the soul wound growing.
You should probably stop doing that.
Healed you last episode. Two episodes.
Eighth level for that?
Yeah.
It's fine.
So, all right. Your turn. Spotlight's on.
I already had yelled it.
Is that all you're gonna say?
What else was I supposed to say? I am... Hello!
Hey, hang on. This is all speed of thought, so what do we say? What if we say Zafael's chosen demands a champion? We choose the girl, and then we just nope the fuck out.
She'd have to be willing.
Yes, to serve the chosen of their god.
Yeah.
It would rely on Smite Force here being able to lie convincingly.
Hey,
sorry.
Yeah, I don't need that. I have good convincingness.
Hello.
The look on fucking Rob's face is like, God damn it!
I'll do my best to help her with the deception.
This is just Natalie being Natalie. Is all. I know that she's much more convincing than I am. But
then you guys can speak together. So yes. If you want to say something, like.
Well, it's with the mind link. I'm right. Doing the coaching to give her advantage on the deception.
But you can talk and like say you yeah. might say these things. That's a
clear. I just would like you to know that my deception is plus 12. So
mine is plus 10.
Oh,
and he's proficient.
Oh, that's not good.
Somebody has a 30 charisma versus my 20.
I heard psychic damage there. I don't know. Anyone else feel psychic damage on that one?
In any case, that's what do you guys good. Think about that?
So do I hit...
It's, we could try it.
Yep. All right, since we're already sold on the I am Zafael's chosen.
You are at advantage and disadvantage, so roll straight.
Her?
Correct. Yeah. Also, you should probably roll because she can give you bardic inspiration, and then you're going to roll better than her plus 10, her plus 12.
So would I be doing the talking as... But she's being the... No, because
you're both talking. Advantage. You're both talking.
All right.
Don't I have that pulse thing that is would be adding plus another plus?
Oh God, an adrenal surge. The 44.
Could I do that now?
Or 40? Because
we possibly are going to start the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Says her strength equal to your
plus level. Her level. Mm-hmm. So 16 points.
So 40 strength. She gets her plus 5 to the roll, which means she's rolling again.
And how long does that last?
A
for?
A minute.
Mm. 10 rounds.
So if we're in combat, if this causes combat. Rest look good.
So do I do it?
That is totally up to you.
Do I do it? Mind people.
Rock and roll.
It's 5. It is 5.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hold on. You're right.
Adds
8.
Now subtract 10. Then.
Yeah.
You already did that. Hold on. So 40 minus 10 is 30. It's plus 15. It's played. So it adds 5.
It's 16. So it's 3.
What's your strength normally? Oh, shit. She's got 30 to base.
Yeah.
Plus her level of...
Paladin
11. No, it's level.
Total level 16.
Level 16.
So that's
that was a paladin.
That's a
strength thing.
That's so 46 minus 10 is 20. Minus 10 is 36. 18. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're plus 18 on the roll.
But then she does the paladin one too.
Oh, plus
your
3.
Your divine.
That's only an athletic check.
Yeah, it's athletics. Mm. I thought that added to strength.
No.
Damn. That would have been great.
So plus are you proficient in deception?
No.
But she's half proficient, so plus 2.
Yeah.
So you're going to be plus 20.
To your roll.
Yeah.
If you use that.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
You would be very convincing.
I want to be very convincing in this.
Roll a d20.
Okay.
And add 20.
You don't hear that too often.
So you're using that inspiration.
She had an inspiration.
I also have lucky.
Oh, you also have lucky. Because that's a 3 on the die, people. There, that's a little better.
32.
All right,
12 on the die plus.
What do you think?
I need to roll some insights.
Oh God!
Odds of somebody beating her. One of them is a shot. Everyone else believes her.
Wow!
He's at advantage, but still.
So Paul tells people at home what you rolled.
All right, so first die. I rolled it, so nat 1.
All right.
And then magically gets advantage.
Then I rolled, you know, he has advantage because he's resistant.
Right, of course.
He's mind influencing effects, and this is
this is not mind influencing effects. This is literally her talking.
He has another brain in his head talking to him. He has advantage. However, roll the 2 on the backswing. Mm-hmm.
That voice in his head means nothing right now.
She's very
the avatar of his god.
He is effectively stunned for the turn. You have one round to make a decision. Because everyone is fucking stunned. I know what I would do if I was Damon, but that's just me.
I think I'm going to burn 500 points.
All right. Rock and roll. You do that, and then, oh god.
And then Art, you focus on taking her with us. You too, Nat. You help with that.
I got it.
Well, he goes, I mean, they're all stunned or just
every single person here is stunned. Just they can't.
I will grab her and
her literal raw animal magnetism is fucking her ass is fucking their asses up. She has a 46 charisma
and strength.
I haven't seen that number since fucking 3.5. I only ever hit 40. I never hit 46.
All right.
So I will go up and I will go cleanse the giant.
Roll an advantage.
Because he is considered stunned. These are all spin down.
AKA, he can't shield. Hold on. I'm going to set up a dice to show what his armor class is for Art.
Is it reasonable at least?
Depends on what you think is reasonable.
I'm a plus 12 on a stunned object.
Depends on what you think is reasonable.
If I have to roll 15 or higher, this is bullshit.
Depends on what you think is reasonable.
I gave you Bardic Inspiration.
Is that double sixes? That is double sixes.
Bardic Inspiration of a D8.
Yep.
That's a D10.
I know. That's why I'm re-rolling it. 8. So that is a 26.
Are you happy with that number?
I wish I had another inspiration, but I don't. I don't have any luckies either.
So you're happy with that number?
Don't look at me.
Yes, I guess, because now I was not paying attention.
The DC, his armor class was 23.
Okay.
If he had shield, it would have been 28.
Which I still would have got. Meets beats. No, 26, so I would not have.
Yeah. And the largest...
Oh, shit.
...shade form appears out of the back of it, and it has a full body. And it says, I'm going to enjoy ripping your heart out.
Good luck with that.
Roll initiative.
You might as well just throw me on top.
Yeah, I know.
Don't.
What did you get, Rob?
28.
19.
Too bad the shade form wasn't
stuck. Put me at the bottom. I got 9.
She's not here. You gotta roll again. 9's not here.
Uh-huh.
The shade monster thing.
I had to make sure I had the right stat block for it. That seems really mean, but that's exactly what I want him to be. Alright. Alright, so I need to roll that plus that. I had to find this initiative bonus. It's not easy to find on this sheet because it's so long.
Well, it looks like you should use something else.
No. This is
oh, fuck me. 8.
Hey, you're not last.
Surprisingly. Somebody's having a worse night than me rolling dice.
Black Star. Shinsoku, Monster. Anyone else in the initiative list?
No, they're all fucking stunned.
Okay.
Now, I will roll for them because they will come in 2 rounds.
Are you in another one?
15. Four moops.
So, after Breakfast. Got it. Unfortunately, I have no allies within 5 feet of them, so I won't get the sneak attacks.
If only you were a swashbuckler.
Yep. So, I will close the distance. He's not in the radiant. How's he doing with this daylight right now?
He's immune. Roll. You'd have to spend an action to roll because he looks like nothing you've ever seen.
So, what kind of action?
It's a full action to use a skill. That's actually the rule. We just don't usually play by it.
Yep.
I've never seen a stat block before. I'm excited.
Not worth burning my extra attacks. At least not this round. No surprise round, I assume.
Not even
close. So I attack at normal.
Correct.
All right. Well, I... No, I don't have... Right, that's where I'm getting the Gloomstalker effect from. I will close the distance and, again, attacking. I'll start off with my free Gloomstalker attack.
You see that around it are spinning shadowy blades.
I dodge
them. And a temporary is around it.
I dodge them?
No. At the beginning of each of its turns, anyone within 10 feet is going to take damage.
Like a dex save or just guaranteed damage?
Nope, I just take damage. You just take damage.
Okay.
Depending on how much it should be. I understand.
I'm just... This is... I did not make this up, cousin. This is a stat block. You fought the... You pulled the boss.
I thought he...
Well, it's not the true boss, but it's...
I know,
of this place.
I thought the whole point of his thing was he could burn out the influence.
Yeah, out of that person. Effective. That person's fine now.
He'll fight on our side.
He's going to stand up and be useful after he wakes up, you know, in 1 to 3 business days.
All right. So, you know what? I got it. I will close the distance. I will attack. So, first attack. Will a 27 hit?
Yes.
You want me to roll all my attacks, or?
What damage types do you use?
Slashing, radiant.
Is that it?
Depends on how the first attack goes.
Are they cold, fire, or lightning?
No.
Or poison?
And no.
Then no, you do full damage.
Okay. Because I was going to switch to force for a hit, if I had to.
Yeah, that's a bonus action, but yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not going to do that.
It's not resistant to it.
I know. I'm not going to do that, though, because I have another idea.
All right, continue attacking.
My first attack, then my two normal attacks. Natural 20.
That's bad for me.
Third attack. Will a 22 hit?
No.
And... Chris, when I get a fourth attack on my first thing.
No, that, you know you have the swarm thing all the time, which is it gives you your third attack. The shadow walker thing from Ranger.
Gloomstalker?
Yeah, that gives you your third attack.
Okay, right, and if I miss, I can reroll.
Correct.
That's the fourth attack I was saying. So I reroll that last attack. That's a hit at 30.
Three hits.
Three hits. One is a crit.
So, but it is not the first, which is what gets that extra D8.
What do you need?
D10s. And one D10 different than the rest.
Okay, hang on.
The damage types don't matter.
How many D10s do you need?
Four D10s. That's more than four. All right. And then I'm going to smite. So I need D8s.
How many? Three?
I believe so. I'm pulling out the power sheet because it's been a while since I smited.
And then you're going to use your healing smite.
I don't have... Yes, I'll be burning my pool.
Would that be on the crit, or you wouldn't know?
I wouldn't know, but the first attack I did declare as the...
As the big one.
Stalker. Mm-hmm. And I've been wanting to burn that pool. Okay, so...
Well, this fight just ended.
You underestimate how many HP this thing has.
Paul likes to give a lot of extra.
No. The book written HP is more than I've ever put against you. You guys also do way more damage than you ever did before, so.
I could be forgetting some of the stuff I actually do, so.
You don't get sneak attack.
Yep.
You get the extra flat d6 just because you're you.
I will be smiting on each hit, so. Because I want to just.
I understand.
Roll you. Better. 20, 30, 47, 54.
Reverse one?
Then I lose the D8. Oh, this is the second regular.
This is the crit.
I was going to do the crit for the last
one. Okay.
Just cut for mass sake.
I got you. Someone figure out the base for a crit. 40. Is it 3d8 and 4? Is it 3d8 and 4d10 for your base?
4d10, 3d8.
So 40, 63, 64
for the base.
Yeah. 8 times 3 is 24.
Right.
Plus 40 is 64.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I got that. I was just confused. Thought we were adding the 7 to that, and then he adds whatever his dice.
50, well, yeah, 45 the dice is 60.
Second,
45.
Yeah, so it's 64 plus whatever
he
has.
I was hoping to smite using the big one, but...
But you have to say, this is my pool attack. You can't just call it when after you know you smote. You crit, sorry.
So this is the plus crit. You get to reroll these or worse.
What's your base damage? What plus do you...
Seven.
Seven?
So 71.
71 plus the dice then is...
Yep, 71 plus the dice.
38. Plus the 71 for 109.
I cannot succeed on the concentration check. You see that half of the fighters disappear.
All right.
They were illusions. All right. I can't. I've got plus 25 to those. I can't roll high enough. I need a 28 on the dice. Like, there's only 20 sides.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it considered a fiend?
Yes, actually.
Okay, so the sword sheds bright light of 5-foot radius and dim light for an additional 5 feet. Fiends find the sword's light discomforting and painful even if they can't see it. They have disadvantage on attack rolls made within the radius of the light. Bonus action to intensify the light. How far out is his blade spinny thing?
10-foot radius.
Bonus action activated. Probably should have had that activated first before coming into the fight.
You wouldn't know knowing that he was going to be a fiend.
True, but it's no actual action to maintain it. It's just a state of being.
I understand, but no.
But regardless, I'm going to Misty step out of the reach of him.
Okay.
So I don't get hit by the spinny blades at the start of his turn.
Is the girl we need, is she standing right within the radius of those blades?
No, she's about 10 feet out of it.
That's good.
Much better.
All right. Is that all for Demon?
I should have just action surged to continue to wail on him.
Yes, but you already misty stepped away.
Yeah.
Now it is the Smite Force's turn.
Yep. I was going to say, do I grab her or do I wail on him?
Wail on him.
Fantastic. I love to
Remember
hear it.
Remember, you now have a plus 8 to your dice rolls.
Mm-hmm.
To hit.
In addition to whatever you usually have, yeah.
Oh, Polly. It's reincarnator time.
You're going to reincarnate a shadow demon?
Oh, no.
She rolls enough. If she rolls well enough, she could do it. If he doesn't get a turn, I'm gonna need to figure something out.
our team is very
nuke heavy.
Nova.
Drop a
level
load.
Level 3 or level 4?
4.
Well, start off by saying if you hit.
Natalie, I want you to declare. It might be beneficial if you say you're gonna take the minus 5 to hit for plus 10 to damage.
I mean, yeah, you could do that, theoretically.
Minus you five. Got a plus 8 already to hit.
So that plus 8 would drop down to a plus 3 on okay. top of what you normally get.
And then you get plus 18 to your damage roll.
How about I roll, and then you tell me what the total is, and then we'll tell him?
So we'll drop the 5.
Okay, we're going to do it.
So go ahead and roll.
I rolled a 4.
That was your first attack.
What's the total?
What's
4... What's 4 plus 3 is 7, plus what's your normal bonus?
It's plus 8.
No, it's not. Well, look at your weapon.
Plus 16.
4 plus that, so 24. 4 plus your... What's your bonus? 13?
For which one are you looking
for? Reincarnator.
16.
So that's 20. Plus 3, so 23.
You know 23 is hit.
Yeah.
So you don't even have to use your lucky.
Oh!
Is that
okay.
a 4 you said?
Yeah.
That was a 4.
This is not good for me.
And now...
Do it again.
Third or fourth level.
Do it again.
I rolled an 11.
That hits.
Yeah. Yep. So you hit both times.
So
yes.
Level 3 or level 4.
Yes.
Which would you like?
The bigger the better, the better.
2 4s.
And you get the extra D8 for it being a fiend.
So it's going to be what
yes,
am I rolling?
We've already figured out it's a fiend.
Yeah. Force.
What am I rolling?
You roll your normal attack.
So what's your normal attack with Reincarnator?
It is
6d6.
D6, yeah.
Which could be some D6.
Alright, so 6d6 and 6d8. Right? 6d6 and 6d8.
Yes.
Yep. For a fourth level smite, because it's yes. 2 additional dice on top of the 4 that you get for a fourth level smite?
Yeah, you get 5. You get 5.
Oh, 2, so then 7.
Yes, 78.
Here's 78.
Oh, thank you.
You have the D6s?
Yeah.
Okay.
6.
6d6 and 78.
Would you like me to do the math for you? Or do you want to do it?
What?
And you roll it. Do you want to add it or do you want to
add it? I can add it up.
9, 4.
Or Mike can do it. I don't care.
Nine.
So I might just break on my new thing. On my next attack.
And you reroll ones and twos.
That's a 1. That's a 1.
There's at least one. There's a one on a D6 up here.
Oh, thank you.
And that's a 7.
Mm-hmm. So I'll let you start. Get to counting.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. I re-roll these three.
And then you add those up.
That's a 6.
That's a 6.
It's a CR-28 creature.
Not for much longer.
It hits like a Mack truck.
Unfortunately, he is last.
Legendary actions.
I forgot to use it.
All right. Well, you can use after Natalie goes.
68
plus 11.
But wait,
11 plus
10. You're forgetting that her plus 8 to strength, right? So it's plus 18.
Plus 16 to strength, but so yeah, plus 8. It's her level to her 16. So plus an extra 8 bone.
Another 8 on top of that, so 19 plus 10 for the great weapon. Or the power swing. So
what's the total?
68 on the dice.
Okay.
Plus
19 plus 10?
Yeah. Yes.
So plus 20.
97.
97, yeah.
97 on the first swing.
That's almost as good as my crit. And you didn't crit.
All right. Now, Natalie.
Do it again.
Play it again, Sam.
Same dice.
I do have 2 fourth level slots.
Yes.
Yes.
Because she's a bard.
I have 3. Level 4. So I can do it one more time, technically.
Play it again, Sam.
You don't have a 5th yet.
No, just pull it over here and then...
Oh, I know.
Pull aside the ones and twos.
Well. Well. All right, well, get to going.
Definitely fully work on it, yeah. Placer.
I only have to re-roll 1, Paul.
He is so thick.
Is he bloody yet?
Yes.
Fine. Before or after night?
After.
Okay.
You made her this way.
I added D6 to all my
66 plus 29...
No.
So, D66 plus 29.
Eventually,
95, Paul.
Oh, I get some cool faux hundo.
And plus 13 more for my 3 attacks. I forgot the D6. I do it on all.
I did mention it.
I did not hear
it. Okay. Well, thank
you. He's still up. Whose turn is it?
Zafael. Okay. But they are stunned.
Never mind.
He's
no longer stunned.
Here you go.
Next up is me.
No. He ends the condition on himself.
The Zafael people.
Oh.
That are stunned.
Yes, they're still stunned.
Yes. So then it's me.
Shit.
That.
Shit.
Yeah. Suddenly. And guess what? I'm out of. Natalie's back in the range.
Yes, she is, but.
She didn't disengage from...
Let's see. No. 6th level?
You still have a bonus action teleport.
I could tell. Paul?
There it is.
Mm-hmm. Can I get out of his range?
She has a bonus action teleport.
From...
Her boon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could.
Okay.
Do you choose to?
Yeah.
Fuck me. All right.
10d6 plus...
Got it! Fuck me!
It's... That's what is it? Is it stunned?
Not anymore. No. No, it never was.
Wait. If he's stunned...
It never was.
It never was, correct.
Right. It just
popped. Is this a knuckle duster or is this a just straight up disintegrate?
Straight up Kamehameha.
Alright, it's Dex save, right?
Yes.
I'm going to choose to succeed.
Hey, he has one less use of it.
I don't even get the fucking roll. Ooh. Ooh.
Okay. Quicken. Do it again.
I can't do it again, but I can quicken and obliterate. Let's find my dice here. I need 12d8.
The fuck's obliterate?
Large boom. 12d8.
Fuck me, what happened? What kind of save is it?
Con, because it's thunder.
Are you fucking kidding me, dice? We talked about this.
So you're going to choose to succeed?
I hope you don't mind, I'm going to use a dice.
With how much HP I have left? Yeah, I choose to succeed.
How many times can you do that?
3.
Yeah, up to 5.
That is not the dice roller I want to use.
But he doesn't get them back.
Ever.
It's the way to make big monsters like this viable versus
so
things
whole
like
monster
us.
Doesn't fucking stop their entire life.
Yeah.
It's the anti-wizard clause.
Gotcha. By the way, if I rolled a 4, I would have made the save naturally. I rolled a fucking 2.
And 6.
But you didn't save versus Natalie.
No, it's direct damage to my dome.
That's what my plan is.
Alright.
Second verse, same as the first?
Oh, it has a new twist.
Is it Smite Pool?
I only got 2 charges left of that.
Oh, you burned it up?
Wait, no, the pool. That's a different story. No, I still got 487 points of that.
26.
six. No, I'm just going to use my new ability.
I have to roll this four times because I have to get all the results.
You could ask for help to have people roll dice.
I have this.
26 plus 35 is...
26 and 35...
61.
61.
61.
Okay, so 61 is the first roll.
Got it.
I think we have that same one, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Black Widow Bucket.
21.
I like the one that's inside better.
And...
yeah, that was inside.
We'll go with the first roll, which was 60, 61?
61.
Yeah. Okay, so 61, so
I'll take 30.
Useless sixth-level spell. Shit. He's right. Down to...
Hold on, I had a legendary at the end of her turn.
Yeah. Right. Miss Trigger.
No.
Yeah.
I
said I'm going to do this, and he said, no, let me do my thing first. That's not how this works. I'm taking a melee swing on you.
I tell him,
okay, sorry. I will take a ranged swing at you. It actually is a thing it can do. So it's not nearly as good at those as it is in melee. No one's in melee with it, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. You all teleport it out.
No.
Disadvantage?
Yes. Second one on you. Second legendary action.
After my action.
After. There you go. 31.
A disadvantage.
All right, dice.
Join the ranks. Shinsoku. Where does it get a third one? Because there was the Zafael soldiers in there.
That, it's only enemies. Only enemies.
Ah. I'm going to go ahead and pull hero.
Mm-hmm.
Bonus action, I'm going to go ahead and blade dance and then use his ability to Kona Cold him.
Gets count save, right?
Yes.
I made it by a lot.
Reroll one.
Like 32.
15, 20.
Do you still have 19
DC? 30,
40, 50, 60. I have a lot.
On the 11 D8.
So I will take 30.
7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh my god.
So guess what?
Is it my turn?
He finally gets a turn.
Thank fuck. Just for the table, and it might edit this part out, he has a grand total of 15 HP left.
Beep, 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 beep.
Beep, 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 beep. Beep, beep.
Tell me another thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
How many more do you need?
What were you thinking
Rob?
Of?
So
I got it.
Okay.
I would have saved it.
He would have chosen to save. Yeah.
Steve would have chosen to save, and he'd still take half.
No.
No?
Savers suck.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Which is why I was salty.
Okay.
So, what does he do? Since nobody's in his...
Gain a bunch of HP as he kills about half of the Zafiel soldiers.
Does he... What about the girl?
Only ones that he has influence over would be the way I would say
it. He just goes...
I see. And that's his turn.
No. That's
Damon?
No. And then he is going to whirl into melee and kill Damon.
Oh!
Guess what? He's going to try.
Yes!
Is there a way...
Miss.
The miss.
Remember the banana die that...
It's out.
Was... Yeah.
The banana die's not rolled less than a 17. Mm. Yeah, it's the other one rolled a fucking 1.
Yeah, because he was like, ha ha.
Second miss, for those of you at home.
Two more dice come out of the out of the bin.
28.
I'm going to choose to use my ninja keystone of dodge. Get one of those per short rest.
Take nothing for the rest of the turn, right?
Ding, ding.
He turns and avoids you. You vanished, basically. I want to call it vanish, like you just disappear from...
I figure it's just hyper agility.
Good. I can't hit that.
Call it...
Turns and then it approaches...
Bright Force is next closest.
Bright Force is going to get swung at then.
I was hoping you'd still stay on me and keep swinging because...
27?
It's fine. Shield. Did.
Last one. 33.
That's it.
Okay, fine.
We can't do that.
You already shielded it. That hits the shield.
He finally hurt somebody.
21,
24, 33. Oh, Polly, it hurts so much.
I had not rolled dog shit. I didn't roll above a 3.
I'm shocked that a paradise has not been pulled yet, to be completely honest with you. but I'm not going to say the name of them. I'm not going to name them, look at them, or say what the color they are, but I know what they are capable of, and I'm shocked.
All right. So is that it for him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen to that salt.
He gained back a third of his HP.
Devin. All right, so I will proceed to go up and flank him with Bright Force. I know, it doesn't give me advantage on
that shit, yeah.
No, but it lets him add a sneak attack.
Mm-hmm. But this one is not going to get sneak attacked. This is going to get disintegrated.
Ooh. You going for the swing?
Going for the swing. So it's not a save. It's a to hit.
Knuckle Duster was the right choice.
Yeah.
His AC's high, but not... His AC's high, but not ridiculous.
Man.
His saves are ridiculous.
I figured he'd go for distance.
I assume I use my sword to hit?
Yeah.
Do I also get my sword damage on the attack?
No.
No.
Anyone got a,
inspiration?
Yes.
Do you?
I do. I have... What the... I have two. I have one that is for the party. This is a party situation.
Because 19d6 plus 40 sounds like good damage.
19d6?
No.
Yeah, I got 9th level disintegrate. It's 3 extra d6.
He's been gathering dice this whole time.
Yeah, that's a 19 on the die.
Plus your bullshit to hit.
I forgot to say something.
Smite?
No. Can't. Extended critical range.
Yeah, that would have been a good thing.
He has expanding.
I completely forgot about it until just now.
Yeah, but it's not the always on. It's the activate. What?
Correct.
Right?
It's the activate.
Oops. That would have been brutal. Fuck you!
19d6 plus 40. I'm going to take the 40 now.
And it's all force. And I reroll ones and twos.
Because it's a melee swing.
It's a spell.
It's all the sword.
Oh, let's reroll ones, finesse. Not twos.
I only had one and one two, so.
I'm a magnanimous god.
A one turned into a five.
Mm-hmm.
The odds of him not being dead after this turn are very fucking low.
How many sixes are there?
Four sixes.
Four sixes left over.
So four sixes left over is 24.
24. 34, 44,
54,
74,
84.
Already had
together. Yep.
84,
you said?
Yep.
He's barely hanging on, isn't he?
Yeah, it's hanging on.
That's in surge. No.
Let her have it.
No.
No. Let her reincarnate it.
This is my fight.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
I could have a friend.
You got plenty.
You could have that friend. You could talk to him first, and he would be your friend.
Fuck it. Fuck him up. You got two more attacks, right?
No.
One more attack?
No.
Nope. That was the action, right?
And then Bright Force was mad at Damon. I have my action surge extra attack.
You do.
For taking away friend.
Are you going to let Bright Force do it, or are you going to do it?
Damon doesn't know that it's low.
Oh, no. It is leaking shadows profusely. Roll medicine.
War Arcana.
Medicine.
17.
It's on death's door.
You better kill it.
Bonus action, note the fuck out of there.
No, I'm gonna stay in range. I'm gonna burn bright with my sword.
Stand bright like a diamond. All right.
And just seeing if I have anything else I can help her with.
Yeah, I forgot the fuck this thing's gonna turn into.
I'm going to do a fourth level.
Do I think protection from evil and good will do anything on it?
Yeah, it gives him disadvantage to hit you.
Okay. Protection already has.
But only for the first attack. Or first hit, the sword.
The sword.
Oh, yeah.
I rolled a 15 plus 16.
No, it won't.
Does that hit?
Oh, I'll get a swing. I get a swing on you.
Why? Why?
Legendary action.
Wow. Yep.
At disadvantage.
28.
That hits.
Oh.
I get hit once.
There you go.
Spread the love.
I'm actually melee range for this.
37? It's plus 9.
Paul?
Yeah?
15 plus 16, does that hit you?
Yeah.
Okay.
23 hits, so you're good.
I'm doing a level 4 first.
Would she need to?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And then I'll do one more and then...
Roll the damage first.
Roll the damage first.
Okay. I need... Thank you.
I'm literally just sitting here trying to think of what the fuck it would turn into now.
a little angel buddy.
I think I know what's going to be.
Reroll ones and twos, and I'll start on the.
Oh, I think it's just one.
Oh, God. Okay.
What? It's a four now. Okay. Well.
Yeah, when smite force and damage show up to the same party, I need to have something that mitigates damage, outright damage.
Yeah.
That's the only way.
Yeah, that.
No, you can always do what I just do.
Add more HP?
I add a zero on to the end of it.
And 4,000 HP. 4,700 HP.
How much damage did we do in less than two rounds?
500.
Okay.
I think I'd probably multiply by five. I probably wouldn't add a zero.
Paul, you ready?
Yeah.
60 plus 29, so 89 on the first hit.
Describe how you kill it, and I will tell you what it turns into.
I want to...
As it screams out in pain.
I just slash it, and then it just a big bright, and it's blinding everyone, and everyone's shutting their eyes, and then it turns into...
And two ideas, and I will ask the table which one they'd rather have. I will not tell you the effects, but I'll tell you what there are. One is a teeny tiny, like, canary. Golden canary, it sheds light.
Okay.
And the other is a warhorse.
I'd go with instead of a warhorse, to fit the woodland, it's like a stag.
Sure, a big-ass giant elk, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with, like, glowy horn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or...
Are we good with this?
I'd say go with the canary.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Jessica and I already have flying, so I really don't need a mount as much. If it was a unicorn, that'd be another story.
But would you be able to ride a unicorn?
Charisma and affects the sword.
Would you be able to ride a unicorn? Per the rules of unicorns?
I don't know. I assume not with the way Art's head is banged.
He's shaking his head no very
yeah,
much.
Probably, manly probably knows
I think one. It's female yeah. only.
And then maiden.
Maiden.
I mean, polymorph can fix that.
I actually also think it needs to be virgin.
That's what maiden means.
Because
You lose your maiden head when you are no longer a maiden.
Are we going with canary or are we going with elk?
Well, the elk could fly.
I didn't say that.
I don't know.
Maybe in any case, canary. Canary.
Right. Canary. And then as it's turning, I go, everyone shut the fuck up, don't talk to it.
No, we just remain quiet, and it's just a mental link.
Stay calm, my friend.
Okay.
I am Deimos.
Hi, I am Deimos.
God, it's gonna mimic me.
It's not a parrot.
No, it's too smart for that. Hi, Deimos. I don't feel like I started my life out like this, did I?
No, but you've been reincarnated.
Oh.
You're once evil, now you're a force for good.
All right.
Alright.
What do you need me to do?
Right on my shoulder for now.
Sweet. Just flaps over. Alights. It is heavy as fuck.
I got 15 strength.
It's probably like 70 pounds. Like.
Oh!
You can do it. Like, it's just like you're walking around with a sandbag on your shoulder.
Okay.
Interesting.
As it flies.
It notices that you, and it like lightens itself.
As it flies to his shoulder, it's just her mouth is open and she's like. As she watches it fly, and then looks at you, and just the death glare, and then just the cut.
the cut across the throat, hand gesture.
So we'll approach the girl that we need.
Yeah, so I am going to save time here, because it is, this scene could take an hour, and I don't want it to. Basically, he burned out the thing that was triggering everybody. The magic defenses are too strong without that anchor here. So Sanguine's bond is going to wither on its own after a couple days. Now, he'll do some damage in those couple days if you don't do something to knock those people out and keep them that way. But that's how that works. And we finally meet up at what you find out is the palace, which is in the central that was covered by like a mechanical dome, like covered by a magical dome that no one was into. And you are hailed as the heroes, the chosen. And then they stand is Tamara with you or no? Or she was still
on the ship.
Yeah. No, she was left at home because we just took Angelo. We teleported her from Riverside City.
Oh, that's right, because we took everybody back. Yep.
Thank you so much for freeing our city. This is like 2 days later. It's a lot of like cleanup, a lot of Bright Force being fucking strong as shit and just lifting boulders out of the way of things. You know, a bunch of, like, summoned stone golems doing work alongside her, and they're, like, we're weaker than her, what the fuck?
So the other question is, the temporal dome, do we manage to rescue
it? It has shattered.
Okay.
And it will not come back. That was incredibly powerful magic that was done by someone who died in the process of creating it. So
we also have all the things that have vanished into that dome.
Yes, they fall in, and with the help of Bright Force and Shinsoku and everyone else at Featherfall, you probably got upwards of 200 to 500 people. Amelia Earhart, like,
Interesting. Yeah, okay.
Like, there's people.
There's some nuclear submarines. They try and shoot guns at each other, and nothing happens. And I'm like, and then they start swearing in German and Japanese and English at each other. It's very colorful.
Well, looks like I get to stretch my linguistic muscles.
Yeah. So, and what you brought before Marcus, who has been crowned regent, not king, but regent, because they don't know what they want to do for their because they used to be a megacracy. There's not enough mages left to pull that off. So now they got to decide how they're going to do it. He's a really powerful mage, so the mages are okay with him and things like that.
I thought Marcus was a paladin.
Yeah. But he has enough magic that they'll suffer him.
Okay.
Also, he's charismatic enough to convince them that's a good idea.
24 charisma.
Yeah, he's very good at it. And he stands up, he sits up on, like, the throne next to the throne. You know, like, you've seen this in, like, movies and stuff like that, where the king sits on the throne, but the regent sits in the chair that's not as nice, but slightly smaller to the left.
Next to the throne.
Yes, but, like, directly next to it. And he says, what would you have us do? We are uneducated in the way of the outside world. But we know that our protective... The thing we didn't know we had, the temporal field, is gone. So we are now open to the outside world.
Yes. We do have diplomats that will help.
Okay. How many of them speak Atlantean?
Point.
Hi. Oh.
And you have his daughter, like,
yeah.
She would she could operate and help them learn.
Oh, yeah, a whole bunch of people are already speaking English from
the... Well, we got because everybody who was sent off on the spacecraft,
yes,
will be returned if they wish to come.
Yes, most of them will.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Go home, fuck yeah! I hated that thing. I was asleep for a long time. Then I was told to stay here.
But we will have people who will be able to come here and educate you in terms of what the new world order is and how things are working. It is something called the United Nations. But yeah, we will have what is referred to as the UN, who will help, which is a agglomeration of nations that have...
It's kind of... What you would know is that it's in turmoil. The UN is essentially devolved.
Oh, has it?
Okay. It's down to we have more supers than you. We have more powerful supers than you. We have more people, so we have more supers than you now. Russia, there is a war brewing. There's World War Super is brewing, and they're trying to find a way to stop it right now. So they are now exposed to that. You know, they lived in a long time of war. Guess what? It didn't leave, and you would know that.
Yeah.
Shinsoku's been keeping up on politics.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
So he's a giant nerd.
Natalie,
would you like to say anything to them?
What would I
mean, you can say, you know, this country is good, this country is bad. You can say, like, things, you know, like, give an opinion you have. Want to roll Teen Girl Knowledge?
Yes.
And this is how you make slime mold.
No, there's actually something relevant you could get from it. Because even if teenagers don't know what's actually important, they pick up on subtle things that sometimes even adults miss.
This is a fucking 5.
Was a 3, then a lucky, then a 5, then another lucky.
15 plus 15 for 30.
Okay, so what you would know is that anywhere in Africa is pretty much shite besides Egypt. And because the people are talking about, like, oh, we wanted to go on an African vacation, we couldn't do it, you know? With a roll that high, I'm giving you some world information.
Okay.
Oh, let's go continent by continent. We'll start in Africa, because that's where everything started anyway. Africa, the only country that is currently stable is Egypt. They had enough ancient heritage that the people who were, you know, pagan to their beliefs, their shit worked. They're like, oh, it did work. We're not crazy. Fuck yeah. And then they basically stabilized the entire country. because it was people who were high enough in the in power already to pull it off. Then in Europe, Europe is better off, with the exception of Russia being an absolute shit show.
Always.
And anything, anything in like, if Russia has been fighting over it in the last 50 years, it's bullshit there. Germany, Ukraine, things like that. Like all those little, you know, almost Russian speaking countries. You know, I don't remember. I don't know what they're called. There's a name for them.
Warsaw.
No, it's like the countries that used to be, that used to be part of Russia.
Oh. No,
not Balkan.
Former Soviet states.
Yeah, the former Soviet states. Those are all kind of up in the fucking air. Britain is fine because they, the people who were in charge, were already using magic. They just were using a very weak form of it. Now their magic is amped up. That's Europe.
The Nordic places are all going to be
totally fine. Fine, absolutely fine. And they are, by the way, they have bordered up. They are not letting anybody in or out. I mean, I'm sorry, they can go out. No one can come back in without being really yeah, but it's bad. Because the paganism works.
Mm-hmm.
That's Europe. Asia, really bad. Really, really bad. There are no stable countries in Asia. It is an absolute war zone.
China would have devolved back into the warring states. And because each state would have had various...
Something more powerful enough that I'm more powerful than you. No, you're not. There's
one country in all of Asia that is doing well.
Japan.
Japan.
Because they had enough tech that their technopath supers were like, nah, we got this. And there's a giant wall of... Essentially, artillery just like guarding the ins and outs, and it's fine. It's like business is normal. You guys have been there. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Australia is Australia.
Australia.
Yeah. Nothing. There's a lot of monsters.
Nothing changed. The monsters just got scarier, but they're already used to that shit. Like honestly, I wanted one of you guys to be Australian from the next campaign because you just give zero fucks about anything that happens.
Look at that huge fight. That's not a huge spider. That's a pet.
Gimme!
Yeah, like, it's like that. It's like that, like...
What?
You could be an Australian.
No!
But yeah, like, I wanted one of you guys to be Australian, because they just don't give a fuck. They're like, this isn't that bad. At least we can fight back now. Like, if you fought a dango, you're going to lose. Now. I got an ice blast. I might win. I probably won't, but maybe. Hey, and they're okay with that. South America is relatively fine, actually. You would think it'd be bad, but the cartels are stabilizing it.
Except for Brazil,
which is also currencies.
Well, Brazil is sort of stable under war.
No. He hasn't expanded his influence.
Right.
Like, in that region, no one fucks with him. But yeah.
Except for us.
You really dumb people do, yeah.
Day!
But yeah, like I said... South America, the cartels stabilized it entirely and, like, turned them into legitimate governments. It's very strange, and you also find out there is currently a conspiracy that the FSA or the ISA have been implanting high-powered capes into the cartels for years in the event that they could get powerful enough to make this change. That's a rumor from some crazy TikTok account, which you guys are like... No. Yes, it is. It's totally Jonas.
Oh, God. Anytime he's not talking about aliens, it's true.
But, yeah, so, like, that's a thing. Oh, and there was a giant zombie outbreak down there, but it was handled. But you guys know that a couple caves went missing.
Oh.
Iron Wolf was one of them. You guys saved him from the prison. And then the United States, North America, there were already so many supers. Yeah, yes, there are more monsters now. But everyone has powers. Even if they're not combat-related, they're hardier.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of like, oh no, like there's a dire wolf on my farm. Fuck. I guess I'll call the cops. One of them has to have a combat power, and they take care of it. But, you know, like people are complaining that like their parents are moving them to the cities. You know, when I'm living on a horse farm to living in the city, this is bullshit. Like that kind of thing is coming across. And you're going to notice that the true, like anyone farther than like an hour outside the cities are going to start moving towards the cities. Just because of safety in numbers. And there are talks about there being, like, guarded, like, roadways, but they are not active yet if they exist. And that was your 30 teen girl knowledge.
Wow.
And weather informative.
I think Shinsoku probably knew two-thirds of it, but, like, some of those things, like the rumors, mm-hmm. he had no idea. Because he goes with actual news sources.
There's still one more.
Yeah.
Antarctica?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're
yeah, well, I would definitely keep track of it.
There's like 40 people who live there total.
Yeah.
Of which they've gone dark.
I'm making sure that the ice giants don't manage to break out.
The only people living on Antarctica have gone dark, and that was less than a week ago.
Great.
So there are talks of penguins with machine guns on Antarctica.
There are penguins with laser eyes, yeah.
And guns.
And acid breath.
I don't know. No one knows how they got the guns, but they do have them.
All right. So, what do you guys advise? Literally, they're asking you. You're their saviors for what they should do. You are going to set in motion what Atlantis does for probably the next year, if not five. It's a group decision, so I'm going to let you guys talk about it. I'm going to lean back and relax for a minute while you guys do that.
I actually tell them to be friendly with the United States.
I mean,
for the most part.
You also fucking live there, so it's easy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
Do we have any extra phones on us?
Yeah, I think you each carry a personal and a business. So.
No.
We just had the A phone that has
both on it. We had the special A phone that had a sub account for that.
Got it. No, you don't have any backup phones. Though, now that the thing is gone, Jen is accessible via satellite.
Hey, Jen.
Yes, Damon.
Can you bring some...
First of all, Jen... We need to register a new
content
a new society and country.
That's quite a bit of paperwork, and at that CC springs into existence. Fuck yeah! Jen, send it to the weasel phone.
There you go.
Now she pulls it out of her like belly pocket and she says, "Holy shit. Jen, this is 294 pages."
Yes, this is my birthday!
Jen, you're missing pages 308.
Oh, jeez. Jen, make a mistake? No, are you sure about that?
And Jen gets a little sassy. No. That is the abbreviated form because it needs to be done quickly. And I don't know if your weasel paws can go that fast.
Oh!
And he cracks her little weasel knuckles. Oh, it's on, bitch! And she downloads the full form and just... Her fingers are blazing across this little tiny keyboard. And then she's like, this is so slow. She pulls on a little tiny AR ring on her tail. And then she goes, okay. And then she flexes her hands and like a giant screen appears in front of her. And she's like, just whacking out. Like,
all right.
Bob, weasel treats.
Keep them coming.
All right. Bob, expresso.
I need your official country name.
No.
I need your official country name.
I'm say... Atlantis? The People's Republic of Atlantis?
Yes.
It was the Megacratic Republic of... Let's just say Atlantis. Atlantis works.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, just Atlantis. No, Atlantis. Tick, 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 tick. Okay, Atlantis, who is your current registered leader?
Marcus.
What's your last name, Marcus? Splendor. Splendor, stupid last name. And then she just blazes through. She says, population. And she goes through like the whole thing. You learn that there are only like 5,000 Atlanteans left in a city that can hold 100 or more. Because they had that horrific war.
Mm-hmm.
And that's...
That's 100,000, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because a population of 5,000 in a city that can only hold 100. That's not good.
It was there were context clues there, Mike.
Yeah, I still had to say it because it caught me off guard.
Fine.
Hold on a second. I thought that 5,000 was just the population of the good guys. And there was
You're right. It's bad. Yeah, it, whatever I said before. Total of 20?
20 of the bad.
So 25 total? That's not bad. There are countries smaller than that.
Mm-hmm.
25,000 people? Okay. And then she just blazes through. Like, what's your government type? Megacracy? We don't have a listing for that.
We'll make one.
I'm going to put other.
You need more
paper. Other. Rather.
Oh, three more pages added to my form. Okay, we can do this. And then she takes like a scribe and basically just makes him really sad for a while because he's like being grilled by a weasel.
I'm going to say one thing about your kingdom that you will have a distinct advantage over most of the other countries, and your chief export is going to be... Educators.
But didn't you say we have to get educated?
Yes, you need to be educated about how the world works now, but magic has just come back to this world.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah.
I guess you did say that. I thought you were kind of joshing me.
No, literally within...
Last couple months.
Year.
Yeah.
It's not been a full year.
So,
what is the date, by the way?
March, May, April range.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It was early April because spring break.
Okay.
Yeah.
Late March, early April. Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of people who are under a lot of misconceptions. And I am sure that there will be a lot of people wishing to come here for education.
So the scribe says, so I shouldn't say our chief export is Mezutech?
No.
Erase that, CC. I had to freaking new category. But okay, fine. Take it. Educators. Mm-hmm. Lane. Had a new category written up and everything. Bullshit.
Because people will pay a premium to have official training from people who really know what's going on.
Awesome. So, where should we park our city? Because it floats.
There's this giant lake in Riverside.
No.
It would fill the whole crater.
My suggestion is...
Didn't we start most of the Atlanteans to that wall city?
Yep.
No.
In the Dakotas, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. My suggestion is leave them here in the Bermuda Triangle. International waters.
The thing that was causing that effect is gone, though.
Right. But I understand that, because that was the temporal...
Do they have to land?
Oh, no. It runs off the ambient key. Didn't you guys... Magic is hard, guys. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, keep it here for now.
Yeah. My suggestion is we're...
Okay. What are our neighbors like?
You have the United States is the closest, which is decent.
I believe you. Yeah.
And then you got the islands, the Bermuda and all that, which are...
Actually doing fine.
Yeah, actually voodoo.
They're doing just fine, yeah. Yeah. That was a normal thing to them. They're like, oh, magic's back. We believed in it the whole time. Mm-hmm. Okay, move on.
So.
That was like a long weekend to them. They're like.
Yeah, so, cool, magic so works. Realistically, they're actually in a pretty decent spot right here.
They're actually exporting teachers, just like what you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
They're teaching voodoo, which isn't like the best magic to teach.
No, but.
But.
Yeah.
It's a magic, and they are teaching it.
Yeah, the problem is it requires death to function.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not light magic.
It's dark magic. Yeah.
She says, we would have wiped them out.
Would have. The problem with it is you vanished, and we're stuck in a bubble.
Well, that's like one of our charters, and he pulls up like a piece of paper out of nowhere. It says, kill all dark mages. It's like in big-ass letters.
The problem with that at this point in time, I understand your... thoughts and logics, but the world has changed.
But dark magic doesn't change. It wrecks the world. It makes the world... It's one of the reasons why magic left.
You being here gives people better options. And I am sure there will still be people...
We'll just make an ultimatum. Don't worry about it. They'll have 6 months to stop their ways and we'll wipe them out. Okay. I can work with that. And by the way, everyone in the room just nods. Like... That it's like being told, hey, a necromancer lives down the road from you. Like, where is he getting his bodies from?
Hey, Jen, yeah, I got a question. I got a question for you. You remember that other AI that you were working on from the virus that you took over? Is that done yet?
Separated from her core.
Separated?
I wouldn't know. You'd have to go check.
Because I'm thinking...
Timing line-wise, yes, it should be done unless something went wrong.
Because I'm thinking that would be a perfect thing to bring here to allow them to
something
have...
to ask questions.
Exactly.
Or we just allow them have access to Jen.
I would prefer to have something independent just because... Yes, I trust Jen.
She knows too much, too.
Yeah, I trust Jen. However... I don't necessarily...
trust what they will do with Jen.
Exactly. I don't, you know, I'd much rather have them have something that they can ask questions to that will be able to answer their questions, honestly, and not necessarily have something else that they have to deal with, but...
Okay.
Because I want to make sure that the Atlanteans are... independent and not...
What you're going to realize with the Atlanteans is they are very old world, very... Life and death are cheap. While in our society, life and death are no longer cheap.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, and that's going to be the education that they're going to have to learn.
But that's just the math they're doing right now. They're like, of course we wipe them out. It doesn't make any sense. Of course we would. That wouldn't even dawn on them to not do.
Then make sure that they know about the... various things that have tried to...
Geneva Convention.
That's part of the UN. The UN, the if the UN is gone, there is nothing to enforce it.
Mm-hmm.
No.
What? Point at me and say no. What the fuck did I do?
don't get that idea.
All right. So nukes
are still technically not a viable weapon for war.
Wait, what aren't?
Nukes.
Oh yeah. Now that was kind of like a mutually assured destruction kind of thing. Yes, there's a rule about it, but there's also shit's gonna get rough if that happens. So, but anyway, like people aren't that worried about nukes anymore because supers go blow them out of the sky.
Yeah. So
your nukes are your what we consider like alpha supers, the ones who are like 25th level, just ass whoopers.
The other piece of information that they're going to have is ancient history knowledge. A lot of that is lost, and they have it.
They have the Library of Alexandria.
Uh-huh.
In a box. In a in a library, a full-ass library.
Yes.
Historians would give their left leg
yes.
to get in there.
So make sure that they know that they have plenty of things to offer.
So they shouldn't get taken advantage of.
Don't get taken advantage of.
All right. And as you guys advise, you know, the Atlanteans on how that they should live, because they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're asking their own questions, and they're making their own decisions. But you guys all get a ping on your phone from Jen. Or Jen says, Vanguard?
Yes?
I have 9 on line 1.
Arthur.
Right, force.
Hi!
So, Did you see fit to tell me that you had found a new country?
It, like, just happened. Like,
paperwork hasn't even finished
yet. Hours. No, you've been doing this for hours. And you didn't call her.
So, I tried to contact you when we got in, but then I was told there's no signal, so then I kind of dropped it. And then we got access to internet again and signal
like
about 2 hours ago, but we were trying to figure out where to put the Atlanteans and figure out that they like don't go and go full nuclear on people.
We have specialists for this kind of thing.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't know 2 hours ago, just like I said.
It was in your orientation.
Listen, if I would have known, I would have known. I don't need to be scolded.
Do you think we actually paid attention to that?
All right, we go. That's your fifth one. You've got a re-up course. Oh. And you see on your calendar, it's like 6 hours on a Saturday.
Oh, damn it. It's just 6 hours any day.
6 hours on Saturday in building.
You okay. know what's funny is that I remember when we took this course, we just kept thinking to ourselves, when are we going to need to write a report for a new continent?
We started up a new country. We found a new country. This is going to be great.
Totally.
We're totally going to do this someday.
Use this in our future.
And Shinzoku is like, yes, I took notes.
Except yeah, for we were in another world.
Yeah. Same course. Identical.
Yeah, and I've given them the basics from the course, pretty much.
Yes. But yeah, basically she says, all right, we'll send a teleporter to you. Can you go outside?
We are outside.
No, you're in the throne room still. Your throne room?
Throne room. I heard dorm room, so I was confused.
Got a teleporter, but...
But they can teleport to you. They have a physical thing to come to you. Like if you get lost and they can go, where the fuck did they go? Teleport?
So did I fuck up? I fucked up.
We all fucked up, but that's fine.
So I guess we go stand outside.
Just one of you.
Oh.
I guess that's me.
They're sending the experts.
CC is already filling out the paperwork, so.
Yeah, they send in 3, like, absolute pencil pushers. You know, like, you've never seen them with a taser, you know, like, and they, like, sweep in, and they, like, they try to take over for CC. They're like, no, this is perfect. Okay, you stay with her. Come back over. And they just go through the same shit Shinsoku did, like, to the letter. And they look at them like, are they stupid?
No, that's their job. I was just trying to preempt this. But they don't believe that I know as much as I do.
As I record a short video of this, I'm going to send a message to 9, like, we had the bases covered. We have Shinsoku. Click.
You get back. You're not wrong. You still have training on Saturday. I did, however, agree with your grandfather. He said that I have to let you out for lunch.
Well, that's nice.
Instead of giving you your government plus food lunch of a ham sandwich with applesauce, you will be allowed to leave for 1 hour.
Oh, wonderful. Am I the only one assigned to this, or does somebody else get to suffer with me?
You're the only one that said you didn't know the information.
Is Shinsoku teaching the class? Can Shinsoku teach the class?
You get a text, do you want to or not?
Yes, I will teach
you. You got other shit to do. Like, you can go do other shit.
I know I could go do other shit, but it's going to be more fun to torture him.
Well, you see me.
What the fuck do you mean I got a D?
It's still passing.
70%.
Whatever the head nods down, I'm sure a nice little splash of water.
It's a D is still passing.
Not when you need 70%.
A D is 70%.
That's a 60. That's a C.
70 to 80 is a C. 80 to 90 is a B. 90 to 100 is an A.
Yeah, our high school was weird, Mike.
Yeah, our high school was very different. 70 was a D.
Yeah, and
65 was an F when I was growing up.
60,
until they converted to the 10 system, it made sense.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So that's that, and we are done for the session, guys. As you guys kind of are left to your own devices, you know that you've got something going on Sunday, but
Saturday.
Well, it was just another Tuesday for us.
So I believe there's what, prom or homecoming?
Prom.
It'd be prom.
Homecoming is the beginning of the year.
So prom,
or beginning of the semester.
Prom is coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Assuming Bright Force still wants to do that.
Yes.
And you guys are going to be tapped for as security because your teammate's there. And you go, fuck.
Disguise up. Doesn't work.
Nope.
All right.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.